Another solid first period for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They are rewarded with a goal. It's 1-0 after the first, but they outshoot Washington 19-9 in the first 20 minutes. Mark Giordano scores his second goal of the season from Matthew Nyes as the Leafs open the scoring. Auston Matthews had 5 shots on goal in that first period. You want to turn your mic on? They turn our mics off. Did you notice that?
It depends on our current situation as to whether they're always on or we got to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
What about this? Back-to-back first periods. The Leafs outshoot the opposition 45-20. 44-20.
And are even.
Production, what was
right?
It?
What was it? 2-1? Wasn't it 2-1 New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah, 2-1.
So they're 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlie Lindgren made some outstanding stops as well. And they have just, I mean, the guy that was coming up in Montreal's system behind Carey Price. How do you think you thought at the time your prospects were of making the National Hockey League? Went to St. Louis, had some great numbers in limited time with the Blues, and it's really been a godsend. They went and got Darcy Kemper after Colorado won the Stanley Cup. But for Charlie Lindgren, like I said, 15 of the last 16 he has started, including 8 straight.
21-12-5 on the season, 2-4-0 against the Maple Leafs. Puck is dropped, and we're underway with the second period. Played down into the zone. Matthews taken to the boards there, comes out of the scrum with it. Matthews stick handling back into the slot, cross ice pass, rink wide shot, and that deflected wide. Then the rebound from behind the goal is tucked in by Bertuzzi. Lindgren got across, but he was down on his knees. And Bertuzzi quickly sends it back out in front. And off the goaltender and in, and the Leafs catch a break.
I think Bertuzzi was the one that deflected the first shot. Wide and off the boards as he is positioned right in front of Lindgren. But Bertuzzi is the first one to it once it gets below the goal line off the boards. And simply jams it back out front off Lindgren and in for the Leafs in a 2-0 lead.
Tough break for Lindgren, really. Now here the Leafs in with Tavares with a shot that was high over top of the goal. Puck down the boards and to the blue line. Another shot goes high and wide of the Washington cage. Kept in at the blue line. Lyubushkin with a shot in traffic. That was blocked. And the Caps will try to play it out and do and get it ahead for Dylan Strome. Strome will bank it into the zone. Out of the net is Wall. He finds an opening for Brody, and Brody gets it ahead and out at center ice. Rink wide now for Lyubushkin. Lyubushkin will ring the boards with it. Pinching down the wall to try to keep it alive was Pontus Holmberg, but it's cleared out at center ice. Lyubushkin frees it up. Brought in again by Holmberg. It goes around back of the goal. Holmberg trying to find an opening, still with it, but then had it knocked off his stick. And the Caps just relieved the pressure by lifting it to the Leaf blue line. McCabe quickly back the other way. Holmberg in across the line, looking for Robertson. Shot coming from Nyes. That was stopped. Nyes around back of the net. Nyes works into the far corner. Nyes still with it. Nyes working back behind the goal, still with it. Stops again, still with it. Into the corner for Robertson. Back to the blue line it comes. Near side for McCabe. And that was redirected just in front. And a good pad save by Lindgren. Leafs pressing again. Near side. Nyes into the slot. And the shot went off a leg and went wide. Boy, he's had a great shift here. Has Matthew Nyes. Knocked down was Pontus Holmberg. Could have been a tripping call, but none comes. And LaPierre will get it out at center. Protas sending it in over the line, right wing side. Caps trying to get a change in here. Have the puck in the Leaf zone. Dropping it back for Alexiev, trying to drive round back of the net. He comes out with it. Send it to the side of the goal. It comes back to the point. Caps twisting and turning with it. Dowd sends it off to the far side. Almost too many men on the ice and a lead pass. Domi's in the breakaway. He's in a goal. Hit the goal post. I was right. Shot down into the Leaf zone. Centering pass doesn't work. Horn went. No, sir. Not a good save made there by Wall at the other end.
Boy, Max Domi pulled up as well.
Well, we haven't heard a buzzer or a horn go off here to signal that they have to stop play, so yeah. We're assuming.
Yeah, I think this was off the crossbar. Yeah, over the right shoulder of Lindgren.
Errant pass goes down on Wall. He's going to play it off now to Timmins. Timmins gets it ahead on the right wing, and David Camp. Stick handles around a broken stick, works around back of the net. Puck goes into the far corner, and Reeves couldn't come up with it. And out come the Capitals to center ice. McMichael, left wing side with a shot. Blockered away there by Wall. Brought back the other way. Camp again with it, slipping it into the right wing corner. Goes in there after it. Got it around the boards for Reeves. Reeves playing it back for Camp. Camp can't find an open man, but now it does come back to the blue line. Cleared into the right wing corner then by Brody. Reeves takes his man to the boards, back of the net. Puck comes along for Labushkin. Labushkin looking to play it along the boards, back into the corner, and does. Camp had it knocked off his stick. Pinching in there was Brody, and it's knocked out at center ice, and it'll force Duer to go back into his own zone. Labushkin gets his pass and sends it back in. Leafs continue to press. Here's Tavares rolling it through the goal crease. No one there to tap it home. But Tavares getting it back again. Played back to the blue line. Benoit into the corner. Nylander twisting and turning. Nylander looking with it. Back to the point and a drive in front of the net. The rebound! Knocked wide of the net. Lindgren had to come right out in front, and he almost knocked it in his own goal with a stick. Chopped down into the Toronto end.
Well, that was his own man hit a leaf trying to clear the puck up ice.
Nylander twisting and turning with it. He starts out. Willie with 40 goals. 41 is his high, and it's going to be swallowed up and held for a faceoff in the Washington zone.
Sure, if you're Charlie Lindgren, you're going, all right. Leafs are up two, but Matthews, Nylander, not on the board yet on the goal scoring side. Matthews did pick up the second assist in the Bertuzzi goal. And talk about guys that are hot. How about Alexander Ovechkin, Joey? 8 goals in his first 43 games, 29 points.
Yep.
His last 25 games, 18 goals, 29 points.
Willie has equaled his career high with 40. 41 would be a bit of a milestone for him as well, because Matt Sundin's best year as a Maple Leaf goal scoring was 41, and obviously the association between those two great Swedish players is very strong.
But isn't it funny that you just assume Sundin scored more than that?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, without sitting down and looking at the numbers.
No. I would, when I heard that, I said, no, that can't be right. And then, of course, you...
Well, we know he didn't get 50, but no, really, but 41, and he only hit that once.
Played across the line and into the Leafs zone. Far side it goes for LaPierre. Back into the slot area. Jensen with a shot, scores! A point shot from Jensen beats Wall.
That was redirected right in front of the Leaf goaltender.
And Dowd is going to get credit for it.
Boy, the Leafs give up a lot of these, don't we? Simple wrist shot. I mean, it's not a bad goal if you're Joseph Wall, but it's a redirection. Down and skips past the Leaf goaltender. Short side, glove side.
5:27, the time of the goal from Dowd. And that's just his 10th goal of the season. For Bertuzzi, his 17th of the year. Now brought in by Sandin, left wing side, over on the right wing, a bouncing puck in the slot. Unable to handle it. A lead pass springs Nylander in on the right wing! And Lindgren comes across and is able to swallow that up.
You should see how Willie Nylander takes this pass. And is it John Tavares' show that launches it out of the leaf zone? But Tavares, Nylander's got his back to the play and just turns, and it's right on his backhand as he sifts in and tries to go five hole on Lindgren. Well, that was sort of a video game pass, right?
Was it ever?
No, nobody's watching where the puck is. It just ends up on a stick.
Brody and Matthews assisting on the Bertuzzi goal, and Matthews now has tied Willie Nylander for the team lead in points. With 94. Played down into the Toronto zone. Lead cut in half. Both teams scoring here in the second period. Puck knocked along the boards by Dylan Strome. It goes back of the net. Pacioretty lost it.
The penalty.
Tripping call coming here against Toronto. And is it Tavares going to the box?
Boy, Toronto, Tavares was upset first. Big power play for the Caps.
And we'll be back with it. The Leafs with a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Leafs have outshot Washington 26-13, but are forced to kill a penalty here as Tavares is in the box for tripping. And the penalty kill is brought to you by CMC Markets. Take your trading to the next level with $0 commission on stocks. Face off in the Toronto zone. Strome will face off. Well, the linesmen are upset about some order of business. But now the puck is dropped. Washington wins the draw. Pass intercepted, though, and the Leafs are going to get clear of it on the backhand as Kamp sends it down the ice. Kind of a tough call on Tavares, who was knocked down. His stick was on the ice, and the Washington player tripped over the stick. Played back to the blue line and near side for Ovechkin. Back of the net. Strom centered in front of the goal. It comes back to the blue line. Now to Ovi and a shot. And fighting that off was Wall as it goes over top of the goal. Back to the blue line. Kept alive there by Carlson. Carlson again trying to send it in. It goes off a stick, but a diving attempt doesn't clear it out. Kept alive by Washington. Ovechkin in the near corner. Works back to the top of the circles with a shot that is blocked there by Brody. And TJ Brody ices the puck. He's had a piece of his equipment come loose on his skate, so he gets to the bench on that shot block. And the Leafs, again, get a turnover and ice the puck. 53 seconds left to go in the power play. Second of the game for Washington. Brought on at center now by McMichael. Rattled around the boards to the far side. That's chopped and grabbed off by Mark Giordano, and he sends it down the ice. Leafs get a wholesale change on the penalty killers. Brought out by Sandin. Dropped it back. Carried on by Connor McMichael. Broken up at the Leaf defense. Grabbed off by Nylander. He circles back to the side of his own goal, gets a look down ice, and sends it the rest of the way.
You know, he had thoughts of taking off,
didn't he? Now brought on at center by Garbosa, intercepted, and the Leafs have done an excellent job here, and the penalty is over. I don't think Wall had a shot, did he?
The Ovechkin one that, I don't know if he got a piece of that or not.
Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah, you're right. Played down into the corner. One of the Capitals is slow to get up. That's Nick Dowd. The puck in along the boards. Dowd kicks it, and the Leafs are able to break it out at center ice. Matthews pulling his way to the line and in on the right side. Domi tried to tip it in further. Goes back of the net. Jensen lost it there. Domi centers. Here's Bertuzzi whacking at it, and he was tripped up and knocked down. The puck goes into the corner. Around the wall, it'll come to the near side. Timmins pinching there to keep it in against Fervari, and now along on the far side, the Capitals will get it out at center ice. Leafs leading 2-1. Both teams have scored here in the second period, and we've got 11 minutes to go in it. Connor Timmins gets it up on the right side. Leafs were getting in a little early. That forced Robertson to come back into neutral ice, and then couldn't get to it. And the Caps have broken out at center, and a long lead pass is knocked down in on goal, and Wall had to steer that aside. Van Riemsdyk at the blue line. Back to the point and onto the near side. The pass too far for LaPierre. Back of the net. Into the far corner goes Pontus Holmberg. Holmberg has it in his skates. That's drawn a crowd, and a scrum goes on in the far corner. Knocked down there, and Holmberg has his man pinned to the wall. In goes the Leafs trying to pry it along the boards, and Brody. Well, we'll let you know when it does come free. Now it does. There's a pass in front that was intercepted nicely there by Matthew Nyes.
That was
now,
good because nobody else was in front.
Pass, Nyes breaks it up, gets it to the line, but lost it. Here's a pass onto the right wing side, and a flip in front of the goal, stopped by Wall, and he's down to cover up on it.
Boy, this has been a problem for the Leafs, isn't it? Nyes ended up having the overskating it, had to kick it up to his stick, and then lost it as he was reaching for it, and the Caps were storming back the other way, and Joseph Wall is able to stop it.
It is 2-1 in favor of the Maple Leafs. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Second period brought to you by Molson. Whether it's Canadian, Ultra, Export, or XL, there's a Molson with your name on it.
Well, past the midway mark of the second period, the Leafs have already hit the 25-shot mark. Obviously not quite the same pace as we saw in the opening period.
Played out at center ice by Toronto. Capitals steer it back into neutral ice. Grabbed off by Tavares, but it comes and volleyballed out at center ice finally by Connor Timmins. John Carlson got it ahead to the Leaf blue line. Timmins unable to get to it, but gets some support from the captain, and Tavares breaks it through center ice. Tavares in across the line. Got a shot away, and it was high and wide. The rebound to Willie! And the shot has stopped. The rebound comes back to the blue line. Timmins with a shot that was caromed off a body in front. And the Caps get it out at center ice, and Carlson knocked down by Timmins. And Tavares back along the boards to get the puck freed up, but Timmins turns it over. Now trying to get it back from Oshie, and they'll do that. And it is Tavares in his own zone, just lifting it high into neutral ice. Nylander unable to reach it. Strome comes back for Washington. Left wing side. Made a nice move to get around Timmins. He's in a goal! And it was just wide, as Strome may have had this stick lifted at the last second there. Now here's Reeves into the Washington zone. Gets it back on the boards, and it's pumped around the wall by McCabe. David Camp sending it in front of the net. Backhand scores! Connor Dewar! His first is a Maple Leaf! On a scramble in front of the net, makes it 3-1 Toronto.
And this is exactly the kind of goal you would expect from your fourth line. Get pucks deep. Win the one-on-one battles and go to the net. And Connor Dewar was, fortunate that there were two deflections off skates that had the puck as David Camp threw it towards the net. And I think Ryan Reeves might have been the last Leaf to kick it before it got to Dewar, who just swept it blocker side around Charlie Lindgren to restore the Leafs' two-goal lead.
First in a Leaf uniform, his 11th of the season. And the Leafs have restored the two-goal lead. They'll play it ahead, and Domi is away. On the left wing for Bertuzzi. Matthews trying to get a lead pass, but it was just out of his reach. And it slides in rather slowly to Lindgren, who is going to cover up.
But boy, and I believe it was Mark Giordano that made the defensive play on Dylan Strome. Just seconds before. Lifted the stick. It looked like Strome was going to be able to walk around Joseph Wall and tuck it around his left pad. And Giordano got back with a stick lift. Yeah, Ryan Reeves is going to get an assist for booting this one at the hash marks onto the stick of Connor Dewar.
Played out at center ice. Leafs turn it back up ice and in across the line. Bertuzzi going hard to the net, but it's cleared out at center ice, and now here the Capitals breaking. In across the line is TJ Oshie. Oshie plays it onto the side, and a quick shot swallowed up by Wall off the stick of Nicholas Obey-Kubel. And that will stop play with 7:41 to go. Camp and Reeves drawing the assist. Doer with his 11th of the campaign.
Faceoff will stay in the Leafs zone to the right of Joseph Wall.
You know, ever since everybody complained about secondary scoring, there's been a lot of secondary scoring.
Well, it helped. It helped when you took Mitch Marner out of the lineup. They were able to put in another secondary scorer.
Yeah. Face off in the Leaf zone. McMichael taking the draw for Washington. And Tavares won that face off. The Leafs have been dominating in the faceoff circle here tonight. Pass onto the far side. Our long rink-wide feed looking for Nylander. Goes astray, but it's going to be on goal. No icing, and Sandin turns back up ice with a pass ahead at center. Oshie in on the right side. We'll try to get it into the slot. Ovechkin in there, and the pass was intercepted. Tavares doing a nice job of back-checking. Leafs to the line and in on the left wing. Here's McMahon trying to center, but it was blocked and knocked back at the net. Cleared to the line, and just kept in by Connor Timmins. Round back of the goal now for Carlson. He's double-teamed over there, but the Caps are able to poke it free. And Sandin is in a bit of a Lone Ranger rush. Drops for Ovechkin. Ovechkin sends it to the right wing side. A centering pass knocked through the slot area by the Leafs. Timmins after a loose puck in the far wing. Chipped it ahead, but the Leafs don't get it out. Timmins in the battle against the boards far side. Still free as it's cleared high to the side of the Leaf goal. Played back to the blue line. Van Riemsdyk walks the line. Gets it back in a wrist shot taken by Miroshchenko, went wide of the net. You got to say that young man's name very quickly. Zed is the longest in the National Hockey League. Long shot is gloved here by Wall. Miroshchenko. They even have to have smaller font for his name tag on the back. Otherwise, it'd be down around his elbows.
Yeah, I tell you, well, Miro's had a great year, hasn't he?
Love Miro.
Time to come up with the abbreviated nickname.
Oh, yes. How about Ivan? But just...
Well, I do remember a game years ago. Ivan Novoseltsev came in with the Florida Panthers.
Yes.
Scored two goals his first game.
Yeah.
It's easier to say when you don't read it.
No, exactly.
The first game, and I remember thinking, God, I hope he doesn't score.
Offside at the Washington blue line. 6:06 to go, second period. As we mentioned, the Leafs are in Buffalo on Saturday night. And I'm sure a lot of Leaf fans will be making the trek across the Skyway and Peace Bridge.
The Islanders now up in the Florida Panthers, 3-2.
Brody backhands the puck in over the line for Reeves. Couldn't quite reach it in time. Takes his man to the boards in the corner. Puck in their skates. Dugout now, and out come the Capitals on the left wing. Brought in on the wing now. Here's Lapierre with a chance. His shot caromed wide of the net. Van Riemsdyk plays it back to the goal. Lapierre couldn't get to it. It comes back to the point, and it's going to bounce out at center ice as Van Riemsdyk couldn't get there in time to keep it in. Played back in, and the Caps will get a change going here in this second period with the long change. Brody to Lyubushkin. Tipped into the zone. Leafs get their defense corps change. Centering pass cut off there by Washington. And it is Pacioretty sending it high on a bounce that is stolen back by Domi. Domi in over the line with Matthews. The pass for Bertuzzi hopped over his stick, and as he tried to center it, was blocked. He gets it again. Bertuzzi in the corner sent it right through the goal crease. No one there. Kept in at the blue line by McCabe, but his feed was intercepted, and it's cleared back out at center ice now for Jensen. Jensen on the right wing chops it in front of the goal, and a quick shot there just went wide of the Leaf net. Bertuzzi gets it back through center. He's going to force things a little deeper to get his line mates a chance to change, and now he will do likewise as Oshie gets it ahead to Ovechkin. His shot went off a leg and caroms high into the air. Ovechkin settles it down. Back to the point to Sandin, and a shot. Blockered away nicely there by Wall. Cleared on the backhand. The Leafs are going to get it out, but Sandin is there to play it back on the wing to Oshie, and now ahead for Ovechkin. Ovechkin to the right wing side. Cross ice now for McMichael. He had it taken away. Pushed ahead, and the Leafs have a 2-on-1 break. Nylander in with a shot, and that was kicked away nicely by Lindgren.
Nylander may have been playing for the rebound there.
Long shoot in goes the length of the ice from the wrong side of center, and an icing call coming here against Washington. 3 minutes and 56 seconds remain in the period.
That's where it's a little different. Usually you get that big rebound on a shot that's low blocker, and this is where it might play with the opposite, or the Leafs a little bit, with Lindgren being left-handed, as he was able to kick that out a little more on an angle. But yeah, Nylander's definitely trying to do that. The pass was taken away, but he had Tavares going to the far post. And Nylander, it wasn't a hard shot either. Just kind of lobbed it in off the right pad, but rebound was kicked past John Tavares.
Leafs get it ahead and in over the line. Pass in for Matthews. All right, trying to get it is Robertson. Matthews being double shifted here, centering pass. Robertson in front for Matthews. Oh, what a save. The rebound is still free in the goal crease area. They're back away at it. And Lindgren is going to get control of the puck finally.
Oh, Austin Matthews again as the puck on a stick inside the hash marks.
He had 60 writ all over that, didn't it?
Yep, and Lindgren comes up with another great stop. And then as he fell forward, the puck squirted loose, and the Leafs were jamming away before Lindgren was able to cover it up again.
3:31 to play in the second. The Leafs up 3-1. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Maple Leafs are 7-1 in their last eight games against the Washington Capitals.
It's kind of strange, right? We see their winning streak against the Philadelphia Flyers. And when Philadelphia beat the Leafs 4-3 the last time, final time those two teams met during the regular season.
Draw won by Toronto. Comes back to the point. Lyubushkin on the wing for Domi. He slid it wide of the net. Wrap around attempt there by Matthews. Oh. Swallowed up again. He could have four tonight.
Well, and right now they have Austin Matthews at, I think that is shot on goal number eight.
Eight. At five in the first period. Well, there is no secret. If the Leafs are going to make any noise in the postseason, then the season that Austin Matthews has had in the regular year is going to have to continue in the postseason.
And that's going to hold true with the number of other players as well.
Oh, absolutely. Brought in now by the Capitals. Long shot, blockered away nicely by Wall. Into the near corner it goes. Matthews trying to free it up. And it's poked back along the boards by Lyubushkin, who does a great job of getting it out. Now Domi feeds it in on the right side for Matthews, trying to get around Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk played to the left wing side. Domi cuts it off, centering pass, looking for Bertuzzi. Didn't work. The Leafs will have to go back into their own end to grab the loose puck. And Benoit has it there. Long up goes off the stick. No, apparently not. Matthews didn't make contact, says the linesman. So an icing call with 2:40 to go in the period will come back into the Toronto zone.
Leafs have been fairly solid defensively tonight, haven't they? I mean, 19 shots against. But they've been able to cut down on the odd man rushes against. I mean, those back-to-back games against Carolina and then New Jersey. Leafs gave up a ton. Breakaways, two-on-ones.
Draw to the left of Wall. Won by the Caps, and a quick one-timer by Matthews, or by Ovechkin, rather. Didn't work. Brought in over the line by Toronto. To the near side, played by Matthews, back behind the goal. Knocked down on the play was Jensen. Matthews with the puck on the near corner boards, then had it taken away by Sandin. And Jensen goes into the far corner to play it out into the center ice area, and David Camp is there. He'll drop it off to Jake McCabe. McCabe returns the favor. Camp across the line, backhanding it off the glass, back of the net. Unable to get there in time was Connor Dewar, and it's out at center ice, and Reeves gets back there to free it up for Giordano, and Giordano sends it around on the boards to the near side to his defense partner, Connor Timmins. Timmins steps out. A pass up on the right wing, off the stick of Reeves and into the zone. Reeves down the boards, gets a hit in there on the defenseman, Fervari, and the puck comes out at center, and the Leafs send it right back in again. Dewar against the boards into the corner is Camp. Reeves arrives on the scene, still with it, trying to knock it in front of the goal. And it's going to be played up on the wing, but stepping in there nicely was Lyubushkin to intercept and clear it back behind the net. 1:18 to go in the period. Caps coming out slowly to center. Play it in on the right wing. Get a return pass. Nicely taken away by Matthew Nyes. And Nyes unable to get it into the Washington zone as the Caps get it down into the Toronto end. Played up on the wing. Nyes battles against the boards. Can't get it past the defenseman. Played back behind the net into the near corner in the Leafs zone. Chipped up on the wing. Off the boards, trying to get it out there and not doing it was Nylander. A puck to the far side. Van Riemsdyk with a shot. Cleared into the corner by Tavares. And Tavares plays it through center to the blue line and brought in over the line, but unable to get free was Nyes. 23 seconds left in the period. Played right back down into the Toronto zone. McCabe got it up on the wing, chipped ahead. Nyes needs to get it out, and he does. Near side, and Pontus Holmberg plays it deeper into Washington territory. Under 10 seconds to play in the period. Cleared back out at center. Nick Robertson gets it under control back in his own end to run out the clock. So the Leafs leaders 1-0 after the first period. Opened up a 2-0 lead when Bertuzzi scored from Brody and Matthews. But then Dowd from Jensen and LaPierre made it 2-1. But Dewar from Camp and Reeves at 11:38 restores the Toronto two-goal lead. It's 3-1.
My favorite part of that period, Joe, nothing against in the last 5 minutes. And that has really been something that the Leafs have been guilty of, giving up those late goals in a period. And it's cost them in the standings.
33 shots for the Maple Leafs, 19 for the Capitals after 40 minutes. We'll ship it off to Mr. Taddy and company. It is 3-1 Toronto. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.